Right then, time to get through a few of your Twitter questions for Mark Blundell here. Mark, first one here from JS Mail saying, which car do you drive off the road? Sorry, on the road even.
Well, actually, the question's right in what you said initially, off the road as well, because I drive a Range Rover. So okay. I'm on the road and I'm off-road as well. So it's a perfect vehicle for that.
All right, good. You got me out of a mess there. Mark, you're not on Twitter anymore. Quite a few people asking, can we expect to see you back anytime soon?
Not at this stage. I have to say that it was quite time-consuming. And as much as I enjoyed it, I wasn't as productive throughout my day as what I should have been. So we've let that be for other people at this point.
Okay, we're both Ian Perry 34 and Dutch Tweet were asking that one. Karen H16 says, Happy New Year, Mark. Any plans to race in the UK at all this year?
As we speak, I think there's something going to be in this week's press announcing what I'm up to with my racing activities. So I would say the answer to that is at least yes once.
Okay, we'll look out for that then. Another one from Karen here asking, Mark, is there any chance you might be reuniting on screen on Sky this year with Steve Ryder, who obviously you worked with at ITV, because he did mention you at the recent Autosport Awards?
I don't think I'm quite old enough yet to join up with Steve Ryder with the interviews that he's doing, because he seems to be interviewing a lot of the older generation
yeah.
drivers.
But legend.
Yeah, we'll maybe make some appearance at some point. I don't know. But, you know, television is not really at the forefront of my mind at this point.
Okay, and one more from Karen as well. She's been a busy tweeter recently. Who would you like to see get that one remaining Williams seat?
You know, I'd like to see the young lad who was in GP3, the, what's his name?
Valtteri Bottas.
Yeah, Bottas. Yeah. I'd like to see him have a go and get an opportunity, because it's great to see young talent coming through. But, you know, as we are in today's world, as I said before, I think, you know, it's going to be dictated about generation of funding and whether that's going to be the right balance between talent and money. And, you know, that's a question that will get answered very soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, it certainly would be good to see at some point, because he's a really nice guy as well.
Yeah.
Brown Squirrel is asking, which F1 race was your particular favourite, Mark? And was there anybody that you particularly enjoyed racing against?
Well, the easy one there is Martin Brundle, because we were teammates two seasons running and we always had some great times. So I think, you know, there was a level of enjoyment what was extra special between us racing against each other.
Yeah.
And favourite race for me, well, favourite circuit would have been Spa. Probably one of the most challenging and awesome Grand Prix circuits still existing. Favourite venue was probably Australia, because, you know, they always enjoyed themselves over there. So no matter what, good Grand Prix or bad Grand Prix, it was always a pleasant experience.
Yeah, great place. Here's one then from Daniel DeMitt, Mark, and he's asking, he's an up-and-coming racing driver himself, and he's saying, as a driver manager, because of course you do look after the careers of a few guys now, what tips do you have for picking up sponsorship to be able to propel ourselves towards motorsport and Formula One?
Incredibly tough, difficult environment in today's world. I think, you know, at the end of the day, keep believing in yourself and don't take no for an answer. Keep knocking on the doors. Sooner or later, one of them will open and it should become a good one.
And finally then, this is a good one actually from F1 Zone. Are you planning on doing any more promotional videos for caravanning holidays?
Oh, watch this space.
Oh, really?
I will be associated with the caravan club in some capacity, put it that way.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to that then.
Fastest caravaner in the West.
Fantastic.